My name is Julie Jimenez. I'm the zoning administrator for today. There are a limited number of staff reports available here at the hearing if anybody would like a copy. Any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on the public hearings on the agenda as those items are called. Those persons addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their name for the record. Written materials must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing in the following agenda. However, items may be taken up in a different sequence. Members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items of interest to the public that are not on the agenda and are within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. With that, I will call to order our meeting today. The first item on the agenda is the meeting minutes for September 1st, 2022. Those meeting minutes have already been approved by Associate Zoning Administrator Louie Alonzo. So that brings us to section three, the discussion items. Item number one is public hearing PA 220095, coastal development permit, variance and use permit. The applicant is Douglas and Joan Hansen, property owners. The agent is CAA Planning. Location is 1016 Emerald Bay, Laguna Beach, APN 053-320-73, within the 5th Supervisorial District. With that, Kevin, would you please make your presentation?
Yes, thank you. The project requires a CDP use permit and variance in conjunction with the remodeling and additions to an existing two-level 3,600 square foot home. CDP is required because of its location in the local coastal program and improvements to an existing home. Variance is for a reduced front yard setback where zoning would normally require 13.4 feet for new construction based upon an average adjoining setbacks of adjacent structures. But noting that the existing structure has a non-conforming front setback of 8.67. We'll talk about that more in a minute. And then a use permit with two aspects to it. To permit an overhead wall of 6.5 feet within the front yard setback area, where normally 3.5 feet would be the maximum height permitted. And then the final aspect of the use permit is to allow a required third parking, off-street parking space to be uncovered. As I mentioned, it's remodeling in addition to an existing home, adding approximately 875 square feet of new living area and 32 square feet in a minor garage expansion to increase its functionality. Minimal grading will be done to the site, and the existing residence sits pushed forward on the lot that the rear is sloping downward towards the ocean to enhance the views. For the coastal development permit, the LCP establishes various criteria within specific areas to ensure protection of resources such as watershed, environmental hazards, geologic and fire hazards. The project is consistent with the approved intensity of development within the land use policies of the LCP. As required by the LCP, it was reviewed by the Emerald Bay Community Association, and they approved it in July of this year. The project is compatible with surrounding development in its size, design, and massing. Regarding the use permit for the overhead wall within the front yard, there are walls existing for the project today that are necessary to be removed with the project construction, but will be replaced similar to what will what exists there today. Zoning code allows the modification of wall heights, particularly within the front yard, with the approval of a use permit by the zoning administrator if the findings can be made that the height and location of the wall as proposed will not result in or create a traffic hazard. The proposed structures will be parallel to the street, so they would not obstruct view of oncoming car, and then the existing garage exiting, there will be a sufficient backup space to permit that safe movement. The second finding required for a modified wall height is that the proposed wall will not create conditions or situations that may be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses in the vicinity and in this neighborhood, as throughout large portions of Emerald Bay, there are overhead privacy walls such as this for various reasons, most notably just time of construction and different codes. So this would not be unique. So staff suggests that those two findings can be made for the wall height. The use permit for uncovered parking spaces. The county zoning code requires that bedrooms and any room, such as an office or den, requires to be counted as a bedroom. And therefore, what would normally be a two off-street parking spaces covered by a garage, in this case, there are up to five bedrooms required by what we need to count as a bedroom. And the code requires that the third parking space, if required, needs to be covered. The applicants propose to use an uncovered space within the front yard setback area, not within the garage, not in the driveway area in front of the garage, because the existing setback there isn't deep enough for a car, but on the other side of the frontage of the property. There are actually spaces for two uncovered parking spaces there, and they are proposing two uncovered parking spaces there, and they need those two spaces to meet the community's design guidelines for a number of bedrooms, which are different than the county zoning. So the code allows the zoning administrator to make a finding that there are unique circumstances here, and that it is the application of strict standards of the parking sections of the code can be modified as necessary in this instance to preserve the architectural or historical nature of a structure or property with the approval of the use permit. Staff recommends that that finding be made. The variance for the front yard setback. The structure was constructed in 1958, and at that time had a, it still has, the garage setback is 8 feet and 8 inches. The front property line is actually kind of askew to the front walls of the structure. So at the narrowest property frontage, it is at the corner of the garage and the front property line. With the modifications of the garage area to make it more usable than a 1958 garage would have been, is mostly architectural treatments to the front of the house that would increase an 8-foot, 8 setback to an 8-foot setback, increase the encroachment into the front yard. Staff believes that you can make the findings that this is a special circumstance under the zoning code, in that it's a unique situation in the Emerald Bay community with topography, old style, older residences, and the strict design guidelines and architectural guidelines of the community make it appropriate to allow the relief from this variance request. There have been many similar requests approved over the years in Emerald Bay. As I'm sure you recall, is the typical Emerald Bay project, no matter where it is within the community, usually necessitates not only a coastal development permit, but some level of use permit or variance, given the topographical and lot size constraints. As mentioned previously, the Emerald Bay Community Association did review and recommend, and they approved it for their project, and their recommendation is for the county's approval. Project can be found categorically exempt under CEQA, under Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3. I can go into more details with that if you wish. But in conclusion, staff recommends that the applicant's request for the CDP use permit for several aspects and the variance be approved subject to the conditions contained within the staff report. That concludes my report and be able to answer any questions.
I only have one question, and it's more for the record. I understand the categorical exemptions and what they are and what they mean. Can you just explain how you're applying them to this particular project?
Okay, class one categorical exemption provides that. It includes examples such as, rather than, give the examples as a little quicker. The demolition and removal of existing small structures, including single-family homes. Category two includes the replacement or reconstruction of existing structures. Class three gives examples of limited new facilities or structures, such as single-family residences, permanent structures, such as garages, pool, spa, patio, fences, and that sort of thing.
I don't have any questions on the project. It was well laid out in the staff report. With that, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone here wishing to speak on the project?
Hi, good afternoon, Board Administrator. Poole Whitford here on behalf of the applicant from CDA Planning. I'd like to thank staff for their time and work on this project, and also like to note that we have read and reviewed the conditions and created them, and we are available for any questions.
Thank you. And that would have been my only question to you, whether you had read the conditions and agreed to them. All right. Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I will now close the public hearing and find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from CEQA under Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3 exemptions pursuant to Sections 15303, 15302, and 15301 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines, County of Orange procedures, and I'm going to stop just at the moment. We need a, there's a minor typo that we need to fix under B to Section 15303. Are listed twice in Section 15301.
In what section of the report, please?
Oh, this is in the page 2, the recommended action.
Okay, thank you. I will correct that.
So I did read them into the record.
Okay. I see. Yes, thank you.
Approved planning application, and I will approve planning application PA 220095 for coastal development permit, use permit, and variance subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval. The agenda is public hearing PA 22-0104, Coastal Development Permit and Variance. Applicant Stephen Olson, property owner, agent Charles Darcy, architect, location 52 Emerald Bay, Laguna Beach, APN 053-060-92, within the 5th Supervisorial District. And I understand we do have an update on this project. I received a memo from Kevin.
At this point, staff is revising its recommended action for today from approval subject to conditions to a continuance. For this reason, that continuance, we will decide what the date is shortly. But because at that future date, it is possible that you may not be the zoning administrator for that particular meeting, it is my recommendation that today's discussion between us and any member of the public be limited to the fact of a continuance. That way a new administrator can come in and won't have anything to catch up other than reading old staff reports. But that said, the background is the application is for a coastal development permit and variance for residents within the Emerald Bay community. It is west of Coast Highway and therefore in the appealable area of the community. That means that even if the county approves a project, after the county's appeal period ends, it goes to the Coastal Commission for another limited appeal period. Project has been in reviewed and analyzed by staff And we are prepared to initially make a recommendation for approval when yesterday I was contacted by Mr. LeBay, who is here today, expressing concerns on behalf of a neighbor. We discussed that information yesterday. He emailed me some information. I had not heard of any of these sort of objections previously. Because of those objections, they raise a number of at least issues for staff to explore and assess and be able to respond to the decision maker. And there wasn't enough time between yesterday and today's hearing to do that. In his defense, Mr. LeBay did make attempts to contact me last week, but due to the holiday, we didn't connect then. I have spoken with the project applicants, their agents, with Darcy Architecture. They are concerned about the fact of a continuance, but as late as about an hour and a half ago sent me an email saying a continuance January 5th is okay with us. We won't attend the hearing. I have explained to them that a continuance of January 5th is staff's recommendation, but the zoning administrator is the one who picks the date.
And I do have a question for you. In reading the memo, there's some indication that there is dialogue pending with Emerald Bay Association.
One of the things Mr. LeBay, I'm sure when he makes his comments, as part of his client's concern is they had originally voiced some concerns to Emerald Bay while they were reviewing it. And they continued those objections even while it was in process with the county. But I was unaware of that process. And recently, they have petitioned through a legal process, in essence, to a meet and mediate, a quasi-arbitration, my terms, not necessarily the correct legal terms, with Emerald Bay and the neighbors that Mr. LeBay represents. I confirmed with Emerald Bay Community Association, yes, they have agreed to that mediation. That mediation hasn't occurred yet. They're trying to just make the arrangements at this time. So that will happen hopefully soon. And through that process, there could be some changes to the project.
Do you have any idea based on your discussions with the applicant as to how long that process may take?
I think Mr. LeBay can speak to that because he is involved in that mediation.
Okay, so for purposes of a public hearing and public dialogue, I will open the public hearing for PA 220104. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Administrator, Mr. Canning. Thank you very much for your time today. My name is Robert LeBay. I'm an attorney in Newport Beach, and I represent Neil and Charlene Grover. They're neighbors of 52 Emerald Bay, the applicant. They reside at 31 Emerald Bay. They have objections to the application. As Mr. Canning indicated, we tried to connect prior to the Thanksgiving holiday, were unable to, but we did submit, my office did submit on behalf of the Grovers their objections to the application within the required time period. We were notified this morning by Mr. Canning that the recommendation has been changed to a continuance of today's hearing. We're fine with that. We were ready to proceed this afternoon, so there's no, if there's any concerns by the applicant that there were some delay tactics involved, I want to point out for the record that we did not ask for the continuance and we were ready to present, if you will. That being said, the only concern we have at this point is the January 5th date that's being discussed may not be a good date in light of the holidays, and in the event the staff needs more time to address the issues that we've raised, mm-hmm. which are somewhat complicated real estate issues concerning documents recorded over the past 20, 30 years, et cetera. So my only comment in that regard is, number one, we of course would agree to a continuance, and number two, it's just that the January 5th date proposed, we believe, is too early. Secondly, for the record, I've been asked by two other homeowners, strictly for the purposes of this appearance today at the hearing, to, and their names are Joseph and Jennifer Duran, who reside at 39 Emerald Bay, also neighbors on the cul-de-sac, and by Jeffrey Speed, who resides at 45 Emerald Bay, also a neighbor on the cul-de-sac, that they, both of those homeowners object to the application, and they are, they would consent to a continuance as well. That is the limited purpose of my representation of those other two neighbors.
And you indicated that you felt that January 5th might be too soon.
Well, here's why, Madam Administrator. We, as Mr. Canning correctly indicated, we've already asked for mediation under the Davis-Sterling Act. The Emerald Board Board of Directors has graciously agreed to mediation. Mm-hmm. We are currently in the process. We've already identified the mediator, retired Judge Sonvold, and we're simply exchanging calendars for dates for that mediation to occur within the next 90 days. So I believe for the purposes of efficiency and of course for county resource efficiency, is perhaps the best thing, the best way to proceed would be to wait till the one-day mediation takes place, because as Mr. Canning said, that mediation may result in agreed upon modifications, et cetera, whereby my clients may even drop their opposition. So that would be my recommendation if that's something that that holds weight with this body.
Yes, it does. I wouldn't want to jump the gun, so to speak. So we've got a couple, the 5th and then the 14th, I mean the 19th is the next
and
one?
For the January, yes, that's correct.
And what's the first one in February? That would be the
second.
If I can just point out the obvious that I'm sure you know, sure. We want to continue to a date certain. So,
yeah, that's why I'm trying
and at that time, if something is still in the works, then we would continue again.
Why don't we continue? I'm going to recommend that we continue to January 19th, that we continue this hearing. January 19th. That does sound reasonable. We've got Christmas and New Year's in between, and we know how much happens when people are on vacation. So
and there are several in different people involved for as resources for information.
And so. No, and unfortunately, personally, I've been involved in a mediation for the HOA, and so that's part of the reason why I was asking about timelines. It took some time to actually get to the table. So
may I ask a question, Madam Administrator? I would hope and presume that by the 19th of January, we should have a date certain for the one-day mediation. So what we may be requesting ahead of the January 19th hearing is, if indeed we do have that date, we will probably be requesting a continuance for the hearing to occur after the mediation.
That's fine, we can deal with it at that point in time, but for now, we've continued it. It's going to be continued to January 19th.
Understood.
Based on staff's recommendation to continue the item.
Thank you very much.
I think there's still investigation assessments by staff of your arguments and how they fit into zoning code regulations and a normal process. that needs to occur anyway.
Thank you. We have no further comments.
Thank you, and as I said, for clarification, we are continuing the public hearing. It is not closed, it is continued. So next on the agenda is item four, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments should be limited to 5 minutes per person and 20 minutes for all, and 20 minutes for all comments unless different time sets. Time limit for the zoning administrator. Anyone wishing to comment? Seeing none, I will adjourn the meeting, and the next zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for December 15th, 2022. Thank you.